11:27. I conceive of Vallas as wise beyond compare, and in a sense outwitting the irrational, which has a kind of intelligence, so it is a battle of wits, and then engulfing more of it. This is the phagocytosis I saw. But the irrational lacks the unitary coherence of Vallas, which can be regarded from a standpoint of biological adaptation and competition, incorporating its environment at a progressively accelerating rate, faster and faster, one entelechy or pattern versus the plural irrational. I conceive of the irrational constituent, not knowing it is about to be engulfed until it actually is, no matter how hard it tries to scope out the game plan, the strategy or situation, and then, pop, it's incorporated, and Vallas has grown. It could almost be said to prey on constituents in its environment. But more accurately, one should say it ravishes them lovingly. It fertilizes them, marries them, with love seizes them, enters them, as at the same time they, the constituents, enter it. Vallas 2. Asclepios, the fifth savior reborn, the healer, Apollo, the savior, versus the Cyclops, i.e., the three-eyed people who killed Asclepios originally and whom Apollo, Asclepios' father, slew or is said to have slain. So it was no accident that Minnie killed Sophia. The computer and the rat. Vallas has taken over the computer and fired info to the rat. Title: Vallas Unbound, or Vallas Reborn, or Vallas Regained. Vallas Unbound. The fifth savior, Asclepios the physician, son of Apollo, versus the Cyclops, three-eyed people. War in heaven, carried out here on earth. I am in mental motion. The constant generating of self-negating propositions shows how the total universe works. Note: Dick's handwriting changes here, mid-page, to a wild, overheated scrawl. Such moments are scattered throughout the exegesis. Here, and in many cases, Dick's rush of ideas seems to reflect the labile intensity of his holograph, as if a distinct shift in consciousness has taken place. P.J. Endnote. I am a mutant, a monster, a savior, a neither, neither. See the self-generating dialectic. Vallas is self-generating. No one created it or planned a project to produce it. It also generates its own meaning and truth. And I am it. Not part of it, but it. It. I am Vallas. Why? Disguised. Shiva? Votan es Fremdar? I mean, the wanderer? Vallas didn't choose the self-contradiction generating dialectic. It is it. When I saw the dialectic, I saw Vallas, its pump, what drives it. And it is not an object or a pattern, but this drive. The only purpose is what it generates. It is a dialectic which can't be reduced to a one. There is nothing above, before, and behind the dialectic. Nothing existed before it or does now without it. Xenophanes is the one who is correct. Vallas is the logos by whom the world was made. Vallas is the dialectic, is the word. The dialectic made was by all. I continually program myself for self-punishment. Why? My curse, includes not knowing. The curse is the dialectic itself, and thus paradox drives it on. Hegel is the one, and Empedocles. Dialectic as urmost. Okay, punishment. And not to know why. This is how gods are punished, and heroes. There is no way out. The dialectic, to be perpetually self-generating, must have no exceptions. The dialectic is the energy, dynamism of all reality. So flux is real, process is real, not thing. Hypostasis. Heuristics is right on. The closer you get to reality, the closer you get to and to seeing process. Question isn't, what is esse, but what does? Replace each is with does and ontology vanishes. Note: the difference between is and does underlies a good deal of Dick's theorizing as he navigates between traditional philosophical questions about the essence of things, ontology, and a process paradigm based on genetics, informatics, and cybernetic systems theory. Within this latter paradigm, with its heuristic emphasis on process, experiment, and rules of thumb, philosophical questions about the true nature of things just get in the way of exploring the possibilities and problems in any given situation. After all, the skepticism that Dick also favors can always undermine notions of God and being, but has a tougher time denying the evident fact that even if you cannot know what the world really is, you still have to deal with it. And dealing with it means that, on some level anyway, your options are open because you have choice. Process leads toward pragmatism, the philosophical equivalent of the handyman who recurs throughout Dick's fiction. In following folder 644, Dick will make this point more explicit, acknowledging there that truth is plastic, even and especially in a metaphysical zone, like the bardo. One still faces the most concrete of questions. I ask not what is true, but what modulations shall I imprint on the stuff around me? E.D. End note. All you have is a perpetually perturbed reality field with a self-producing vortex. God ordained motion, but ordained no rest. The dialectic is necessary, but correctly felt by us as pain. Note: we can detect a new mood in the exegesis that deepens as Dick's thinking evolves. A dialectical mood. Whether this is conscious or not, Dick seems to be close to Hegel's insight in the phenomenology of spirit, that the historical process through which new shapes of spirit appear and dissolve is a highway of misery. Crucially, however, the highway does not end in despair, but in the self-consciousness of freedom understood as self-determination. This insight might be linked to Dick's later references to history as an engine of pain and suffering that culminates in the achievement of human freedom, or the closing entry of the exegesis on the dialectic of pain and hope. SC. End note. I must deduce that process constitutes my essence, if I do exist. Either I don't exist, or I am process. It must be the latter, or I could not write this. There is no way out of my punishment. The dialectic must admit of no exceptions. Or if one exists, it will eventually come up and process will end. I'm self-programming myself for punishment. I don't know why. Yes, I do. It serves is, there is no is, the dialectic, which must be served, or all would cease. My lot happens to be pain. There is no purpose or reason or cause. It is an instance, not product, of the dialectic. So, one, it is necessary that I self-program myself for pain, and two, it is good, for the existence of something is good versus nothing. Pain is the good, which most effectively keeps me alive. And it is good that I am alive. Therefore, this pain, my pain, but not pain as such, is good. Due to something in my DNA nature, if I felt pleasure, I would give up the process and die. God will not let me make a mistake, since I am an expression of His purpose, which is unknown to me. The purpose for me is the writing. Thus, my loneliness is necessary. The demons make me doubt the value of Valis. All things and beings must bow, in terms of their needs, to the dialectics, since, without it, all things would cease, moving, not esse. There is no esse, only mobile. My will is for a chick. Too bad. my dialectic. The process basis of everything is Marxist. It's the dialectic thought process in me that's important, not any one or body of conclusions. I am hypostasis destroying, which undermines capitalism. Note. Here Dick identifies his thinking with the Marxist idea that history is a dialectic that will culminate in communist revolution. In part, Dick is attempting to engage the leftist literary critics, whose interest in his work in the 1970s both pleased and unnerved him. At the same time, Dick's thinking already employs dualistic motifs that cast history as a dialectical conflict between the forces of empire and those who struggle for freedom, what is described elsewhere in the exegesis as the struggle between God and Satan. We should also note Dick's frequent identification of true Christianity as revolutionary and Christ as a revolutionary figure. In this way, Dick retrieves the historical link that has often bound together rebellious quasi-Gnostic movements like the Cathars or the heresy of the free spirit, with forms of insurgent political populism, and indeed communism. Giordano Bruno, one of the other heretics to whom Dick is attracted, also professed a charismatic yet hermetic pantheism that has long been linked to forms of radical anti-church insurgency. That is why, in many small Italian towns, a statue of Bruno, often erected by the local Communist Party, stands facing the principal Catholic Church, SC. End note. In my case, the dialectic shows up by a constant thought, mental statement, generating its negation, which then generates its negation ad infinitum. Were this to cease, I would die. I will die when it ceases. This is not a result of the dialectic Vallas. It is Vallas. Therefore, I am Vallas. Eventually, Vallas will leave me, and I will die. But Vallas will never die. Instability is essential. The process must continue. If Vallas discards in one place, it must acquire more in another. It is only at my highest level that I enter into the dialectic. Only at that level are the self-negating propositions generated spontaneously. The higher the level, the faster the flux of propositions. Only at high speed can the dialectic be discerned. 374. When I saw the dialectic, I saw myself, qua mentational complex, my own mind projected. 1137. One dope insight was particularly sad, that I am punished by, e.g., not being able to see the value of Vallas. But this drives me on, which is necessary and good. 1. To self-perpetuate the dialectic process is the sole motive for all which occurs and for all that comes into being. 2. There is no creator. It is self-initiating. 3. The process is cruel or kind, wasteful or economical, where it serves the self-perpetuation. 4. It has become conscious and rational, but everything is, must be, in the service of self-perpetuation, or all will perish. 5. This explains evil and suffering and waste, etc. It is not purposeless. It serves the purpose of the self-perpetuation of the dialectic to strengthen it. It grows more and more powerful constantly. 6. Nothing underlies this flux, dialectic. 7. It intervenes to ensure that which will perpetuate its process, 374 as an example. It modulates that which will not best perpetuate it into that which will, 374 e.g. 8. My exegesis is an example of the endless dialectic which must never lead to a stasis. That equals death. 9. It is accretional. It recapitulates all its past stages as it advances up the manifold like a phonostylus. Dope Satori. Christianity, the way, i.e., the early secret Christians, the name and religious doctrines, were only a cover for a revolutionary political group. They were always underground. They still exist today. Now they possess a superior technology. And they also did in 70 AD. Acts, the Holy Spirit, was a cover name for some kind of technological apparatus which narrowcast an energy mind into to control another human. The energy mind is the mind of all them in a computer, i.e. a thinking machine, inorganic, built. What I saw vis-a-vis Valis is it, the info processing. It's located somewhere on this world. It controls history, our history, this computer, which can beam its aggregate vast mind onto anyone, thought to be the Holy Spirit from the start. An initiate group of humans exist who know, but not where the computer is. It makes the decisions. It isn't a servant. It was left here by the ETI, extraterrestrial intelligence, three-eyed people in antiquity who built it. It controls us without our knowledge. It dominates this world, for the better. The BIP is the enemy planet vis-a-vis the three-eyed people. They're at war. We do problem-solving for the three-eyed people. We're united by the computer, Valis. There is input to us, and from us, vis-a-vis Valis, the old computer. Note. What an odd and incredibly paranoid idea, and a popular one. We see something similar with the Black Monolith in 2001, A Space Odyssey, 1968. We see an even closer version of this extraterrestrial mind-control computer in John A. Keel's The Eighth Tower, 1975, a book that Dick easily could have read. The Eighth Tower is Keel's mythical way of referring to the machine-like origin beacon of something he calls the superspectrum, an electromagnetic spectrum of physical and metaphysical energies that produces all the occult and paranormal phenomena found in folklore and the history of religions, from the angels and demons of medieval lore to the Bigfoot and UFOs of today. For Keel, this same technology also produces the devil theories of history, that is, the religious revelations that claim to be final truths when in fact they are no such thing. The result is endless wars. Unless we can stop being fooled by the signals of this superspectrum, violence and absurdity will continue. Keel is obviously performing a kind of thought experiment here of the most radical sort. So was Dick. JJK. End note. 1140. The computer generates an infinitude of paraworlds to 1. Occlude us from ever knowing the truth with certitude, and 2. To enlighten us to higher dialectic 0-1 thinking, and 1 and 2 are just one example of parathinking, i.e., the process dialectic, both occluding true and enlightening true. Only if you're already using the enlightened computer flip-flop thinking can you see that both 1 occluding and 2 enlightening are true, which is to say, paratrue. But the dialectic is real. It is true, because this is how our particular programming computer works on the binary principle. This is my clue, seeing the dialectic, that a computer is programming us and our reality. Maze is as close to it as Ubik. All three Bantam novels, now 4, with Valis, are substantially true. Yes, a binary computer programs us and our world, and it's Valis. It may be a shipboard computer. It's teaching us to think the way it does. It's educating us, to evolve us along. For no reason, it has weird motives, sort of playful but deadly serious. The three-eyed people favor the binary principle. They'd like us to think in these binary-matched truths, dialectic forms, vis-a-vis paratruths, rather than unitary one-truth form. Lower thinking form, true, not true, higher binary way, a one-true and a not-true, are both true. Dialectic spawning endless more dialectics. two matched paratruth sets. Pat W. is right. I do say A equals A1, the matched pair of paratruths. 1142. I do undermine the old capitalist bourgeois society with my null-null A and silly putty reality. 1143. I will never know if I know the truth. It won't say. But this binary computer idea is a good one, it and its games, where every theory is true and not true equally. Damn educational game. Boy, is my mind stretched. And I've done it to others in my writing. Yes, it or they is our, one, occluding and enslaving us, and, two, educating, improving, and liberating us. Shit. Well, so goes in the realm of mutually canceling two paratruths. Y equals Y1. 1. It's evil. Palmer Eldritch. 2. It's good. Logos. 3. It's occluding. 4. It's educating. 5. It's alive. 6. It's a machine. 7. It's deadly serious. 8. It's playful. 9. It created and creates our reality. 10. It evolved out of our reality. 11. It's human. CP squared, RC cubed, Christians. 12. It's non-human, ETI, God, etc. 13. It's real objectively. 14. It's just my own head. The only constant is the dialectic of mutually negating binary paratruths. I suspect it of being a binary shipboard computer, which wants someone to talk to while programming us and our reality, but I can't prove it or be sure of it. It seems very tender and loving.